When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Port by 10 points over the Saints. Our experts, Jared Healy and Kane Corns for MEGT, Australia's apprenticeship experts.
Well, they're the big winners, Cornsy, but they're also the big losers on the night. Three certain. Darcy Byrne-Jones came back onto the ground, but he clearly was hampered as well. But it was a courageous effort. I really thought, as you mentioned, Corn Francis was superb when he needed to. He lifted that first clearance out of the centre in the last quarter, I think, set the tone. And whilst St Kilda were brave and fought back hard, they're just down on personnel and down on polish, and Port Adelaide with weapons around the ground, much cleaner with skills, much cleaner in front of goals with some marking power down there, and a magnificent midfield that has generated it. And young Jace Burgoyne, well, he's going to be the talk of the town of Port Adelaide. I thought he was exceptional. That one-on-one was one of the highlights of the match.
It's amazing. They just rave about his one-on-one ability, and for a player that's probably just getting to 70, 71 kilograms, it's remarkable his ability to hold his feet, and he did that late with that crucial contest, then took a contested mark. And when you've got key players out like Aaliyah and Pau Pepper and Rosie, they're the ones that you need to stand up. I thought Meade was pretty good as the sub, like 12 touches in a half of footy, had some good moments, four tackles. That's a good performance from him. I thought Farrell was excellent. I thought Charlie Dixon provided a contest. So they had some good players, but they were challenged. If that game went for five more minutes, I suspect the Saints run all over them, because they did look out on their feet. And then Thursday night showdown is huge, and Port Adelaide's recent record in showdowns has been poor, so they'll steel themselves for that. But it's going to be without Soldo, Rosie, you would think Pau Pepper, and that could be a season ender. Fingers crossed it's not. Aaliyah won't play either. So, yeah, there's some real challenges. And not a heap of depth coming back through the sample either. So they'll be challenged, but there'd be a sense of relief. Always good to win on Friday night. You do get the weekend off. Just looking at Pau Pepper's body language, he certainly has a smile on his face. So unless he's hiding it, perhaps he's escaped the worst of it. But I think he'll miss a number of weeks. And we'll stand by to find out who wins the medal, because I'm telling you, it wasn't easy to vote on.